Tonight I'm going to do part six of the blessing series. I'm going to pick up where I left off last Wednesday night, and I didn't finish that, so I'm going to be finishing that and moving on. And let me say, what am I teaching about the blessings? I'm teaching two things about the blessings. Number one, what are the blessings of God? I mean, really, we can say, well, God blesses me, or I'm blessed. Or that word blessed is used more by people that are believers and people that don't seem to be believers. But I'm preaching two things. Number one, what are the blessings of God? Number two, how do you receive the blessings of God? And that's this entire series is about that. And I'm going to start in Mark chapter 15, where I left off, in the King James Version of the Bible. I'm going to read verses 15 through 18. That's Mark 16, verses 15 through 18. Where, and he said unto them, Father, bless your word to these folks, to us here, in Jesus' name. Bless us with understanding and comprehension and faith to believe. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that doesn't believe shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Number one. And these signs, in my name shall they cast out devils. Number two, in my name they shall speak with new tongues. Number three, they shall take up serpents. That has to do with the engaging with the spiritual world, the dark forces. And if they drink anything deadly, I want to leave right here. If they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. Now, I'm looking specifically tonight about that where I left off. If they drink anything deadly, I begin to share with you that many, many years ago, it troubled me because I don't know how long it's been now, but it seems like it's been most of my life. They're saying, this isn't good for you. This will kill you. This isn't good for you over here. And I brought that to the Lord, and I said, well, Lord, what do I make of that? And this is what he told me. He said, Angelo, I'm going to show you a simple truth, and you're either going to follow it or you're not. But if you follow it, I'm going to tell you exactly how to follow it, and which will lead us to our next place we're going to go. And we're only going to three places. So the next place we're going, we didn't go to last week, was 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. That was going to be my last place, but you know, the most important thing on a Wednesday night, any Wednesday night, whether it's really nice or really crummy outside, if we're in this church, you're going to get out of here at 8 o'clock. It's a one-hour service, not a one-hour and 10-minute service. It's a one-hour service, okay? And I'm the compact guy. I can get it all, everything I want to say in just a little bit. All right. Now, here we are. We're in 1 Timothy chapter 4, NLT. Now, the Holy Spirit tells us, clearly, then in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. These people are hypocrites, liars, and their consciences are seared. They will say that it's wrong to be married and wrong to eat certain foods. But God created those foods to be eaten with thanks by faithful people who know the truth. Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks or thanksgiving. For we know it is made acceptable by the word of God and prayer. And this is what the Lord told me. son, this is, these verses, there are verses in the Bible that says everything is okay to eat. He said, what I want you to do, there's words, word where it says, I will bless your food and your water. He said, what I want you to do now with this knowledge is every time you eat anything, I just want you to give thanks for it in faith, believing. And for many years, I have believed in my heart that I'm going to be all right. That's what I, you know, you believe what you want, but I'm believing how I feel in the Lord. That's what he showed me. That's how he showed me to deal with it. Boy, there's so many things. You know, if we had to follow the folks of this world, I mean, I'm not sure. I think we could eat cracker and bread made with crackers and distilled water. That'd be all you could eat. Now, I go a little further than that. Now, I'll tell you, in all of these years, I have been close to death several times, and I've always made it through, but never a time because of something that I was eating. I just refuse to believe that. You know what I believe? I believe in prayer, and I believe in prayer that God will answer you. I don't only believe that. I believe that you'll hear the answer. And I prayed and asked God about this before I had any children. Millie and I were newlyweds, and that's what he gave me. And people that know me, even if I'm taking a snack somewhere, I'll hold it up to the Lord and say, thank you for this, Father. I'm not ashamed, see, to say thank you. I'm not ashamed to say Jesus. I'm not ashamed to say be healed in Jesus' name. Be saved in Jesus' name. That's the way we should be. That's the kind of believers that will make it. And there are many even religious folks that say you can't eat certain things, you can't do certain things. And I'll tell you, you better check it up with the boss. And the boss is no man, no woman on this earth. The boss is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. So that's where we are. And that's how I believe in my heart. I've had to see many times in your life, you're going to have to make a choice of which way you're going and where your faith level is. What you really believe is the truth. And I guarantee you, if you believe that something's going to kill you, you're darn tootin'. It sure is. I've seen it all my life. Now, and if you've got the nerve, see, it takes nerve, it takes faith to be a true believer, a Jesus person. If you're that kind of person, that's the kind of person I'm talking to tonight. That's the kind of people I'm trying to replicate before I leave this planet. My daughter told me tonight, said, Dad, don't you be telling me it's time to leave. I won't if people don't want to know, but I believe I'll know. I believe my grandmother knew. I know people that know. It's when it's their time to go. You know what? Do you really want to be here 1 minute longer than your time with God? I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. I am not. I make the best of what happens here. All of our needs are met. I could go on and on and on. But this is about you. The thing that we have to realize, where does God fit in your life? Do you believe what he says? You can only believe a great healing man named Smith Wigglesworth said, I don't know God by the way I feel, because sometimes I feel saved, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel blessed, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I feel forgiven, sometimes I don't. I don't know God by the way I feel, because feelings are confusion. We're still in this world. We're still being pulled by this world. He says, I know God by what he says in his word. Let me tell you, every Christian in this room, everybody that's going to hear me, you're going to have a hard time fulfilling God's purpose for your life if you're not in the word. There are over 7,500 promises given to mankind in the Bible for you and I And the more you know them, what should I pray, Angelo? Pray the promises of God. Pray what God says. Listen to what others say. A few years ago on a Wednesday night, I had been having some kind of problem. I had a brain bleed, like Bruce Willis and many other people. I don't know what caused that. I don't know. But they had to take me from here up to Elm Springs, Arkansas. They did an emergency in the middle of the night surgery on me. The number one neurosurgeon in Arkansas, Dr. Tony Mon, the number one surgeon, neurosurgeon in Arkansas. And Millie laughed. She thought it was funny. She said, well, they had you out. They gave you a flu shot. I don't take flu shots. I don't hold it against anybody that does. I took the COVID shot. You know why I took it mostly? So I could be here and I could tell everybody in here, I took that COVID shot. I've done everything people think, but you know what I trusted in? I didn't trust in that COVID shot. I trusted in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and in the name of Jesus. That's what I've for many, 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 many years. And you've got to ask yourself, what kind of a Christian are you going to be? You know there'll be churchgoers that don't make it. You know that. The Word says that. So what is the difference? The difference is you're not a Christian because you go to church. But if you're a Christian, you'll go to church. Okay? But you can take that so far. You know, you've got to have a deeper relationship with Christ than your church creed or your church. We here at Paris Christian Center, we're not Word of Faith, we're not charismatic, we're not Assembly of God, we're not any, you know what we are? We're just Jesus people with a Bible. That's what we are. And you be what you want to, but after many, many years, that's what I have become. Now, I talk a lot about every morning, Millie and I, we do a devotion. And in that devotion, it's about a 3-4 minute devotion that we start our day with. And it covers so many things. It's taken me years to get to the place where we are in that. And what we're going to do here, since I'm just now learning how to take this phone and how to do Facebook on it, and we're going to do 2, 3, 4 of those devotions. We're going to show you exactly how we do our devotion every day. And I would encourage everybody to have a way to do a devotion, to start your day with Christ, if it's at all possible. Amen? Final place tonight. Let us go to Matthew chapter 6. And let me tell you something about what I'm about to read. Matthew chapter 6 puts the two things together that it takes to cover the blessings, what they are, and how to receive them. And as you follow with me, we'll look together. We sang Matthew 6:33 tonight. I did that on purpose. But this is the word, what the Word says. Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. And this is what the, if you got a red letter Bible, this is all in red. This is not the words of any man. These are the words of Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Son of God. That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food, drink, or enough clothes to wear. And then he asks a very simple question. And you know what? This world don't get this question. He said, isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon, in all of his glory, was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. You have so little faith. So don't worry. Now listen, here's the part. You want to be a Christian? This is how you get the blessings of God. You can't do both. You cannot do both of these things and have the blessings of God. It says, and this is what it is, do not worry about these things. Most of the people I know, whether they go to church or not, they're too overly worried about these things. So do not worry about these things, saying, oh, what are we going to eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. If this is what's dominating your thought life, you better get to an altar somewhere and get a little more of Jesus than what you've got right now. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father, now listen, let's reason together. Your heavenly Father already knows your needs. Each and every one of you in the family that you're in, each and every person, he knows exactly what you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. How do you get the blessings? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you cannot do both equal. Nobody can. So let's look at verse 32 again. These things that everybody worries about, these things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. That's what they're thinking. They're not thinking about what's pleasing God at the top of their list. They're not saying, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. You do with me what you want. If it's my day to die, for goodness sake, I'm ready to die. If you want me to live a little longer, I'm gonna do my part not to let the devil kill me before my time. Because you still have purpose for my life then. You have to revolutionize your thought life and who you are. See, most of the people you know, they are dominated by what we're going to get. How are we going to have it? What about how are we going to get a house? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And I'm going to tell you, and I say this after many, many years, I don't worry about these things. I just try to do what I'm supposed to do. I'm more worried about my walk with the Lord, working out my own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm worried more about being able to hear the voice of God when he says give or take up an offering or don't give or forgive. I'm worried about my own life. And I'm so worried about my life, I don't have time to worry about your life. But I do have time to preach to you what I have learned so far and to respect everybody. You all got your, it's your life. You know who says that? The Creator God says it's your life. What are you going to do with it? If you want me, you're going to do specific things. If that's not important to you, you just go on. We'll meet up at the end of the trail. As it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, when a person dies, I don't care who you are. You listen to me, that's hearing me. tonight, I don't care who you are. When you die, your body's going back to the earth, and your spirit is going back to the one that gave it. What for? Final processing. I'm going to tell you, your doctor doesn't have the last word in your life. Your banker, your teacher, your parents, your children. It's God Almighty. And if you really get serious about God, it'll be God Almighty. What do you say, God? What do you want me to do? What do you want from me, God? I dare you to begin to ask him, what do you want from me in particular? When you become not only a hearer of the word, when you become a doer of the word, you're on your way. And God will show you. And God will bless you. And the thing is that we ask for, it's good that we ask. He tells us, let your petitions be made known to God. And then the peace of God that passes understanding will guard your heart and your mind. Unless, see, if your heart's not guarded, it's because that's the most important thing that you're worried about, that you're concerned about every day. Where am I going to, what am I going to eat? Where am I going to live? What kind of a car am I, what am I going to, this and that and the other in life? Now, that seems normal because that's the way most of the life is. Most of the people are living. And most of the people, that's a sincere mistake. You've got to become born again. And when you become born again, you eat a different food, as it says in Peter, who said this, as newborn babies earnestly desire the first fruit of the Word of God. And then it talks about the meat of the Word of God. That's your highest form of food that you can take in. The blessings series is meant to be cut and dry and very easy to understand. The Lord told me, Angelo, talk in plain English to people. Let them know exactly what you're trying to say. He said, because I put those words in you many, many years ago. You know what the Lord told me? He made me a messenger for him. He said, look up your name. Look your name up in the Greek. What does Angelo mean? Well, it means messenger of God. He said, I made you a messenger of God. And he said, you don't have to worry too much about that part because you're like Balaam's donkey in the 22nd chapter of the book of Numbers. You're my little jackass. Now, I did not cuss. I'm just telling you what the word says. And he says, when you speak, I'm going to anoint what you say when you speak what I say. And it will surely come to pass. How many of you know me and you know that what I say, if I pray with you, if put by your hands being up, you know that's the way it is. How many of you say, well, no, I've heard you and I don't think so. Let me see your hand. You can tell me after church if you don't. We'll work on that. But I love you, and there's a love inside of me that wants every one of you to have what I have. And I have that blessed assurance. And it didn't come easy. It came through fear and faith and everything in between. It came from good and bad and everything in between. It came from being tempted to quit and not quitting and everything in between. It didn't come easy. Let me ask you once again, is there anybody here that would say, I just have a special need tonight, and I don't want to say what it is, but I want prayer for it. If there's anybody like that, would you stand up? Stand up. Make a move. Do something. Are you standing up for that? Y'all that's standing up from that, please come up here. Come up here. Come up here, everybody that wants that. Come up here. My daughter, Kelly, is going to pray for you. Sambo, you come up here. You help Kelly, if you would, please. See, this, see, none of this, look here, look at me. None of this is important if there isn't people like you that need this here, that need God, that need help from time to time. It's just, it's not, nothing. Sam, if you would. Kelly, you want oil, hon? Is there anything I could do? Children, come on up here. You're going to help. Come on up here. And Kelly, you just go ahead. Carson, take this microphone over here. Is there a microphone right behind you? All right. You hold that for your mother. Here's the one that's turned on. Green microphone up there in the sound booth. You put that for your mama where we can hear what's going on here. And you got, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, all right. Just follow her. Follow her. Watch what she does. She's going to teach you. Come this way, everybody. Y'all come this way. I want you to come around over here. I want you to follow her. I want you to listen to her. She's going to help you.
Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you right now for Gina. I just plead the blood of Jesus over her. God, you know exactly why everybody is here. You know why they're standing. God, we don't have to know because you know every single thing. And God, as I touch each one, Lord, I believe that you're touching that part of their life, the reason why they're up here.